This PBS NewsHour podcast is supported in part by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Today's other headlines, controversial social media influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate arrived in Florida today from Romania after a travel ban on the brothers was lifted. The pair briefly addressed reporters after touching down in Fort Lauderdale. They're charged with human trafficking in Romania, among other allegations. Andrew Tate is also charged with rape. They deny any wrongdoing. The dual U.S.-British nationals are vocal supporters of President Trump and have millions of followers online. Andrew Tate has described himself as a misogynist. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said today that he had no part in allowing them into Florida.
No, Florida is not a place where you're welcome with that type of conduct in the air. And I don't know how it came to this. We were not involved. We were not notified. I found out through the media.
The Romanian case against the Tates remains open, and they still must appear before the court when summoned. And in the UK, Andrew Tate faces a separate lawsuit from four women who accuse him of sexual violence. Today, their spokesperson said a court lifted the seizure of some of their assets and that their bank accounts have been unfrozen. Mexico is sending an infamous drug lord to the U.S., along with more than two dozen other prisoners requested by the U.S. government. Caro Quintero was convicted of murdering a U.S. anti-narcotics agent in 1985. It was considered one of the most notorious killings from Mexico's bloody narco wars. The extradition comes as top Mexican officials are in Washington in a bid to ward off the Trump administration's planned 25% tariffs on Mexican imports. In a social media post this morning, President Trump confirmed those tariffs will take effect next week as planned. The Pentagon is ordering transgender troops to be removed from the military within 60 days. The new policy was announced late yesterday in a memo from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. It comes after President Trump signed an executive order last month calling on transgender troops to be prevented from serving openly. It's a dramatic shift from prior policy, which had prohibited discrimination based on gender identity, though the memo calls for exceptions for those supporting warfighting capabilities. There's more on transgender rights, this time in Iowa. Protesters crowded Iowa State Capitol today as lawmakers passed a bill that would strip protections based on gender identity from that state's civil rights code. If approved by the governor, Iowa would be the first state to remove such protections. Opponents say it will expose transgender people to numerous forms of discrimination. Today's vote in Iowa comes on the same day that Georgia's House backed off a plan to remove gender protections from that state's hate crimes law. Turning now overseas, Israel's military released its first internal findings on the October 7th Hamas attacks today. The highly anticipated report found that senior officials vastly underestimated Hamas and then missed early warning signs. Meantime, an Israeli official says the military will not withdraw from the Philadelphia corridor along Gaza's border with Egypt, which is required by the fragile ceasefire agreement with Hamas. The first phase of the deal is set to expire this weekend. U.S. envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is expected in the region in the coming days, and Hamas has said it's ready to negotiate. Israel's foreign minister said today they'll still participate in the talks for now.
Our delegation will go to Cairo and see whether we have a common ground to negotiate. We said we are ready to make the framework longer in return to release of more hostages.
Also today, Israel confirmed that the four hostage bodies handed over in last night's exchange match the names Hamas provided. Meantime, in Gaza, there were scenes of jubilation as some 600 prisoners who were detained by Israel, including women and minors, reunited with their families as part of the exchange. On Wall Street today, stocks ended lower after a pair of negative reports on the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 200 points on the day. The Nasdaq sank more than 500 points, or nearly 3%. The S&P 500 also ended firmly in negative territory.